Today on Japan Real Estate and Business News, as 2020 comes to a close, we can see how being pressured to think outside the proverbial box has for some, with a sigh of relief, paved the way for progress. I'm Priti Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. Thanks for joining us. With its favorable borrowing conditions, stable economy, and large domestic market, Japan's real estate sector has proven to be among the more resilient in the Asia-Pacific region, and real estate fund managers are increasing their exposure to the market. New York-based private equity firm Blackstone is certainly stacking up its Japanese deals with warehouse properties, distribution centers, and apartments, with four major acquisitions in the country for a sum of US$5.2 billion, according to Ming Tiandi, an independent source for Asian real estate. The portfolio is mixed, predominantly office buildings in Tokyo, as well as 220 rental properties in both Tokyo and Osaka, bought from Hong Kong-based fund manager PAG. In a recent poll by property industry group the Urban Land Institute, Tokyo ranked the second most popular city in the region on the basis of its investment prospects for 2021. The survey of real estate executives active in Asia Pacific judged Japan's capital as generally good for investment, with Tokyo coming in behind only Singapore for the second year in a row. Osaka placed eighth in the survey. Japan's biggest business lobby, Kaidanren, aims to have women occupying more than 30% of executive positions at major companies by 2030, the latest sign that the private sector is gearing up to diversify the workforce to stay competitive. It is an ambitious target, given that women made up only 5.2% of executives at all listed Japanese companies in 2019, based on data from the Japanese government. One of the most major obstacles to women taking up leadership roles is the long-held labor practice of determining an employee's promotion and pay based on seniority or length of service. With many companies still valuing long working hours, women tend to lag behind their male colleagues in terms of careers or promotions because of taking time off to care for children. Michiko Tadamatsu, founder of the Japan chapter of the 30% Club and senior manager at Deloitte Tomatsu Consulting LLC, expects the efforts will have a significant impact, saying, "We will fully support its initiative, with more investors looking at corporate value in terms of environment, social, and governance criteria. There is great momentum to boost the number of female executives." The 30% Club also includes top executives from Daiwa Securities Group Inc., Hitachi, and others among its 60 members. Some of the oldest businesses in Japan open for a century or more, some of whom cannot even definitively trace their history back to their founding, offer advice for survival and resilience during the pandemic. Japan is an old business superpower. The country is home to more than 33,000 with at least 100 years of history, over 40% of the world's total, according to a study by the Tokyo-based Research Institute of Centennial Management. Over 3,100 businesses have been running for at least two centuries. Around 140 have existed for more than 500 years. And at least 19 claim to have been continuously operating since the first millennium. Contrary to the teachings of economic textbooks that enterprises are supposed to be maximizing profits, scaling up their size, market share, and growth rate, these companies' operating principles are based on owning their facilities and relying on members of the family to help keep payroll costs down, allowing them to stockpile cash. By putting tradition and stability over profit and growth, Some long-standing traditional companies in Japan have weathered wars, plagues, natural disasters, and the rise and fall of empires. The Japanese companies that have endured the longest have often been defined by an aversion to risk, shaped in part by past crises and an accumulation of large cash reserves. It is a common trait among Japanese enterprises and part of the reason that the country has so far avoided the high bankruptcy rates of the United States during the pandemic. Even when they make some profits, said Tomohiro Ota, an analyst at Goldman Sachs, they do not increase their capital expenditure. Large enterprises in particular keep substantial reserves to ensure that they can continue issuing paychecks and meet their other financial obligations in the event of an economic downturn or crisis. But even smaller businesses tend to have low debt levels and an average of 1 to 2 months of operating expenses on hand, Mr. Oda said. When they do need support, financing is cheap and readily available. Interest rates low for decades and at zero for most small enterprises, thanks to the government stimulus package introduced in response to the pandemic. Thanks for listening. If you are new to the Japanese property market and have questions, please contact us at info@nippontradings.com. We are a Japanese proxy helping foreigners access properties in the second largest real estate economy in the world for investment purposes and for personal use. Keeping you informed of the latest trends, business news, and featured properties in the Japanese real estate market, and wishing you a safe and happy 2021. I'm Pretty Donnelly.